Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. I need to do something about that. I really do. I do. Welcome. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. This is Lock and Load. Joining me again from, I don't know where she is. I don't even know if she knows. But she can tell us. Because, we're talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Good afternoon. Where are you?
I am in Beaufort, North Carolina.
Wow.
And I am eagerly anticipating my final round of papers, which will take place in Gazzola versus Hochul, a case on which I represent the plaintiffs before the United States Supreme Court. And once I turn in my paper on Thursday, it will be time to hear from Justice Sonia Sotomayor on our emergency motion. So,
how does that line up to where, do they take turns writing the opinions and everything? How does that work?
So for motions that arise from a circuit court of appeal, each justice is assigned to a circuit. So Justice Sotomayor manages all motions inbound to SCOTUS from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which includes the state of New York. And she essentially gets first dibs. There are a few things a justice can do from that point. So, for example, she can simply issue a ruling of her own. She can also open it to the full court and invite other justices to also weigh in on the motion. So I don't want to get too wonky and give you too many options there, but my suspicion is that in the two motions that she has before her from the state of New York, so my case, Gazzola versus Hochul, and another case, Antoniuk versus Negrelli, we essentially caught up to each other, even though Antoniuk started several months ahead of me. And so both of us have motions. As soon as my paper is in, I suspect you're going to see a ruling on both motions.
Right.
I expect success in Antoniuk versus Negrelli, and I'm just too close to my own case to know what to predict she will do. But I have faith. I have faith in the justices of the Supreme Court, each one of them, for individual reasons.
Okay. I've often wondered about that. I wonder if, like, are they playing rock, paper, scissors? Who decides who gets what? Now that makes perfectly good sense to me.
Yes.
Perfectly
yes.
good sense to me.
Now, that will differ slightly because I have a second paper pending to the United States Supreme Court, and that is a petition for a writ of certiorari ahead of judgment. I pulled the trigger on something called a Rule 11 petition, which is so extraordinarily rare, I could not even find another colleague who had filed one in the past. The most recent one that the listening audience might be familiar with is the governor of Arizona recently succeeded with a Rule 11 petition concerning the border crisis and Title 42. That case will be coming up for oral arguments already February 23, which is super speedy.
Right.
And essentially the claim that one has to make in those petitions is that you have an issue of real national importance. And that goes to the desks of all judges straight out of the gate. You're looking for four judges out of the nine to give you a thumbs up and say, yeah, we'd like to hear that case. You know, yeah, we're willing to read 15,000 words from Paloma. That would be the word limit on the brief if they accept our case. And it would also involve a future oral argument before the full court. So, fingers crossed.
Well, let's talk about now. I know we're going to do some predicting. This is our this is our first annual predictions for the year episode with Paloma Capana. But let's talk about a few things that have happened, like the Fifth Circuit with the bump stock thing, and now a judge in New Jersey is slapping around the New Jersey concealed carry law, and a lot of things in the New York CCIA have been sort of muted for the moment, and Measure 114 is getting slapped around. Do you think these blue states, as they look at this map, are they going to be looking at this? And, you know, I don't know. I did a whole thing about that. I'll tell you about that later. Do you think these anti-liberty states are looking at this going, hey, they're not playing the way we're used to them playing? Because they're getting all of their gun control schemes getting pushed around.
They're getting pushed around, but as I read the tea leaves coming out of every town and different law center in terms of their public bombast, we seem to be in an era where groups external to elected officials are delivering ready-made bills like a DoorDash, you know, to the steps of Gracie Mansion.
Right.
And giving the governors then support in their campaign and saying, oh, here, just pass this. And I'm watching lawyers in these 501c3 and 501c4 groups literally brag that they know that what they're doing is largely unconstitutional. But if any of it sticks, like pasta to the wall, they'll have made progress, and that's all they're after. So take a case like mine. Take Gazzola versus Hochul. We are challenging 31 statutory provisions. There were 10 bills passed last summer. I curated it down to 4 bills. I then tweezed it down to the most egregious of the provisions that are targeting gun stores, federally licensed dealers and firearms, to put them out of business. And that is the objective. I mean, there's no way to comply. It is partially preempted by federal law. It's too expensive. Technology doesn't exist. I mean, I could go through the statutes one at a time for you. But that is the way that these groups are approaching radicalizing essentially the legislative function, which then gives the courts such poor fact patterns, such poor laws on which the justices are now trying to grapple to make intelligent decisions, hold on to the rule of law, and keep the ship upright. It's a very strange era in the history of this country. I can't think of a comparable era where the scale of the legislation being passed at the direction of partisan groups external to the elected officials took place. Very concerning.
So I guess the problem is that we have nobody on the pro-gun side that is doing a comparable thing. Or, I mean, well, okay, let's rephrase this. These states where they're going after gun control, they're the same states all the time. They never get enough.
Right.
Is there any way, so they're getting their talking points from NGOs, and and would they even listen to an NGO that was the NRA or Gun Owners of America or the Second Amendment Foundation? Would they even listen to that?
I don't think so. At a time where moderates have so little authority anymore in American national politics, and where the NRA is in a really tricky balance of long-term officers being sued by, for example, New York State Attorney General Letitia James, and even the gun industry being sued by mayors of cities represented by attorneys with Lexington Avenue, New York City offices.
Hang on right there. We'll pick this up when we get back. I was getting too deep into it. Talking to Paloma Capana, what does 2023 hold for us? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paloma Capana. We were talking about something, and before I go any further, I need to explain to you, Paloma, what I've come to this realization with as far as the whole blue state, red state thing. Mm. When I was in the Army in the 80s, when I was stationed overseas, when there was still a Cold War, the friendly forces, that being NATO, we were referred to as the blue forces, and the communist forces were referred to as the red forces.
Sure.
I know they get out there and they refer to us as fascists and racists and Nazis. And I think somewhere along the line, they also decided we were red. Because they, just like they call themselves liberal, they're now the blue states. So I'm working very hard to get away from that whole blue state, red state thing, and I'm just going to call them the anti-liberty states.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, bear with me as I take you through my very awkward transformation.
No, not at all. I think that the blue, red, and even purple metaphor is fading. I don't know that it is an accurate description of current politics, which include extremism on both ends of the political spectrum, couched in a culture right now that includes canceling things, tearing down pieces of history to say it never happened, burning due process, essentially. You know, I had an event for my own law office face page where, for whatever reason, I got descended upon and attacked for my posts concerning the United States Capitol Police records of Ashley Babbitt, which still have never been disclosed. And something like 300 comments came in that were absolutely vile and vicious. And it's the first time that that's happened to me personally. And it gave me pause to really be looking at some of the leadership quotes. But here now comes House Speaker McCarthy. And CNN reported something I thought you and our listeners would find very interesting, that there is a proposal to create a new select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government. And the goal of the subcommittee would literally be to investigate the Department of Justice and the FBI concerning these long-term criminal investigations and who actually says this is the target of your investigation and these multi-scale prosecutions. I don't see any reference to the January 6th defendant situation, but that's a question and a concern that you and I have raised several times on the show over the last 2 years. Where is justice when you're prosecuting someone for putting your feet on the grass, not even entering the building, not contributing to any great conspiracy to tear down the bastion of democracy? What do you think, Bill, about whether they've actually been listening to the show and taken our advice that, you know, someone really needs to say, has the Department of Justice essentially come under the same sort of cultural bent as the FBI, as opposed to objectively looking at situations and trying to determine where does justice lie in a given situation?
Well, you know, given, and I mean, I've never served with any of these guys. I worked enough in military intelligence and commingled in a few instances with some alphabet agencies. And they definitely operate under a different set of rules. And mm-hmm. I think they believe that they operate beyond the rules. And given that what we know like about J. Edgar Hoover, I mean, J. Edgar Hoover was not really a law enforcement guy. He was a blackmail guy.
Mm-hmm.
He gathered secrets. He held secrets. And then if he needed something from you, he'd let you know what he had on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I mean, that is part and parcel of intelligence gathering and doing things. But at the same time, he politicized that. So it's not really a new culture. I think with the FBI, it's pretty much ingrained. I think it is silly to believe that since the era of Obama, that it has not been the executive branch has not been weaponized. Because all of these people, as far as I know, they all serve at the behest or at the pleasure of the executive branch, yeah?
Yes, but I think that we have a cultural history, at least from my lifetime. So let's say that in the early 1970s, as a pretty little me, I was actually really into politics from a embarrassingly young age, very wonky kids. So early 1970s, around about the point of Nixon resigning, you know, here's little me looking at the political world. And I think my impression has been that certain agencies, even if the heads are nominated, even if they're reporting to cabinet members, even if they are cabinet members, had more of a responsibility for independent thinking, to be one step removed from party politics and to be looking at the greater good of the nation. And to me, the United States Attorney General had been, up to a particular point in time, one of those positions where justice has nothing to do with either party. And now it has everything to do with political party. Who is the Attorney General of the United States? Who are the team lead attorneys within the Department of Justice? Why has there never been an investigation of the guy who launched the whole attack on January 6th defendants, who left shortly after January 6th for private practice? So to the extent that the 14 votes or 15 votes that it took to elect the new Republican Speaker of the House, there are a few things like the three-day bill rule, three-day desk rule for new legislation, and this kind of a committee looking into the Department of Justice. I don't want to get my hopes up, but can I get my hopes up? Are the Republicans going to play differently than the Democrats? What do you think, Bill?
Well, I mean, they're going to have to if they want to. It just really comes down to, like, McConnell, I thought, demonstrated something really interesting. He'd rather be in the minority and be in charge than be in the majority and be challenged. Yeah, I mean, he walked away from some quality Senate candidates like Blake Masters. Every time I saw him debating Mark Kelly, he just mopped the floor up with him. Then when he did get involved, he had to make sure that Lisa Murkowski got reelected again, even though twice now she's lost Senate races or was losing Senate races in Alaska, and they found a way to keep her in the Senate.
Well, that's a vote, right?
Yeah. So we're coming up on the next break, so I guess we'll get to the predicting when we get back.
Sounds good.
Okay. Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She's doing some stuff in front of the Supreme Court. And I'm sure she'll keep us up with that, because that's all important to gun owners, especially in New York. It is a good litmus test to try to bring it back, restore the rights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Many flights are back in the air after an FAA computer glitch led to a nationwide ground stop overnight.
Were they putting in a software update that went bad overnight? Why did this seem to affect the entire system? And if they had a redundant backup system, why was that also apparently affected?
Correspondent Tom Costello says normal air traffic operations are resuming, but about 8,000 flights have been delayed. Republicans are demanding answers after classified documents were found in an office once used by President Biden when he was vice president. The documents were found about a week before last year's midterm elections. President Biden says he doesn't know how the documents got into that office. more Americans are signing up for Obamacare this year than in the past. Nearly 16 million people have signed up for health care under the Affordable Care Act so far this year. That's a 13% jump from last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, finally back at home where she has her currently shuttered, lovely, I'm sure, antique shop. But right now she is fighting for the gun rights of the good people of New York in the Supreme Court. And let's talk predictions. So what's your first prediction?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declares early an intention to run for the White House.
Okay.
What about you?
My first prediction is, despite all of these setbacks that the ATF is having right now, like with the bump stock, they'll still pursue the pistol brace thing, and they'll probably try to reinstate. You know, they'll keep on pushing the thing with the 80% lowers and everything else, the ghost gun thing, and each and every one of these things will get chopped down, even though they've already had a Supreme Court ruling where they told the EPA that they could not regulate a certain agency or a certain type of business out of business.
Mm-hmm.
I would, based upon Biden and the ATF, I would think they're going to ignore all of that.
Question for prediction.
Sure.
Do you think any of the Democrat-nominated Supreme Court justices retire early in favor of a Biden nomination of someone young to try to lock up the seat?
Well, who's left? I mean, they got Ketanji Brown Jackson, Elena Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor, and none of them are even septuagenarian, are they?
Well, my girl Sonia is 68 years old already.
That's she's a kid. What are you talking about?
No, from my perspective, she's hitting prime.
Yeah.
You know, when it's an issue on which I agree with her, and she really lets her passion fly, whew, I love it. I absolutely love it. But there had been so much discussion last year around questions of, you know, what to do, at what break point do you put in a justice who's in their 40s as opposed to a justice who is 70. So, you know, since we were playing around with predictions, I guess that is me assuming that we will retake the White House in 2024 as the underlying long-term two-year prediction there that causes me to ask that question. I think the more immediate question is, given how narrow the Republican majority is in the House, are we going to keep it? Is McCarthy going to be able to keep the kiddos in line for votes, especially under the new rule with no proxy voting? Bodies have to be in seats.
Yeah.
Well, how do we think the voting's going to go?
That's his to mess up, without a doubt. Because, I mean, he could do, like, they've already got a bill on the table to defund the IRS for these 87,000 extra IRS agents they want to carry. I mean, the IRS, you know, when this is all happening, right, they were saying, well, the IRS, these guys will be carrying guns. And the IRS, their shooting record, they've had more negligent discharges than they've actually discharged the gun in the commission of their duty.
Oh, no.
That's how bad they are with it. That's how bad they are. They have, with the armed agents they have on hand, their ammunition on hand is 2,500 rounds per person. That sounds like a lot, but it means nothing if it's not in magazines. And most of that probably goes to qualification every year, right? Or training for qualification. So I don't look at them as some armed force to be reckoned with, but they don't need 87,000 more IRS agents, do they?
Well, I think it depends whether Congress thinks that they do or they don't.
Well, you know, the House has to see if I was McCarthy, now that I'm the Speaker of the House, I would look out there and it would be like Mr. Hyde had the gavel, because I'd get out there and I'd go, from here on out, since I have the power of the purse, let me just let people understand something. I will make sure you get your Social Security checks. I will make sure that all the services continue. Everything else grinds to a halt unless we have some sort of adults come into the room as far as this out-of-control spending.
So, prediction, where does inflation go in 2023 with the new speaker and the attitude of the Republicans that we saw over the past weekend? Do we manage to rein spending back in? Do they manage to get the Fed a little bit under control about the discount rate? Or is Biden still running away with free money and high mortgage rates?
Well, we'll see. I mean, like I said, it's his to do with what he will. I mean, they're going to have control of it. The thing with the Republicans, they're very reluctant to wield power. Nancy Pelosi, as much as I despise her, she knew how to wield power. She knew how to move the chains. They had an agenda, and she knew how to implement it.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been a consequential speaker. Paul Ryan, that McCarthy should be, you know, if I could email him and he were to actually read it, I would simply say, don't be Paul Ryan.
Oh, but he's already said that he's not. Ryan or Boehner.
Oh, well, you know. Here's
over the weekend.
Well, yeah. Yep. Yeah, especially don't be John Boehner. John Boehner cries too much. But the thing here is that it's his to do. They've got to wield power. Republicans have got to stop being polite. They've got to take one cue from Trump was he was not afraid to mix it up. It's a good thing I'm not in Congress, because if I was in Congress, I wouldn't be going, my friends on the other side of the aisle, I'd be going, those totalitarians over there, I want you guys to know, just so you know, I just want to be on record, transparency here. I'm glad they don't let me bring a cricket bat in here, because I would show you a new meaning for debate.
But do we really want Congress to turn into Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I don't know that.
I mean, do we think that that's the direction? You know, to me, it was an interesting question watching all the debates. The debates and the voting
right.
go on as to who would be speaker, what would the concessions be, and so forth. As somebody who myself was in a primary when I did my run for Congress, I was constantly saying to what I called my running mate, even though we were in a primary against each other, that this is great. This is two on one. This is the two of us having double bites of the apple while the other guy only gets one quote. We get to both make quotes
sure.
in all these articles and news interviews. So I happen to be respectful of the concept of primaries, the repeat votes for the speaker didn't trouble me until it got right to the end, and then you saw the one guy grab the other guy and put his hand over his mouth, and I just thought, oh, can we not work on having a better image for our party? Can we not rise above? Can we return to being the party of the suit and tie and the neat haircut and the ability to use the English language like daggers?
Well, see, here's
the thing. As opposed to just throwing words around.
I don't know which two. I think one of them was Hudson out of New York, the one that was doing the grab. And
yeah.
And mm-hmm. I don't know who was the other guy that was took issue and wanted to lunge at Matt Gaetz. Who was that?
I already am not remembering.
I don't know their background, but I'll bet you they're not military veterans. And I'll tell you why. Because a military veteran mm-hmm. understands you keep your powder dry until you actually have to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And until we can adopt that policy to where we get out there and we're icy cold when mm-hmm. it comes to mm-hmm. the people's business, cold and ruthless, and we sit there, and while somebody's screaming in our face, we just look at them like they're a fern, with the understanding mm-hmm. that we can
right.
destroy them if we have to, but we're not going to today because they haven't pushed
right.
me far enough. Until we get to that mm-hmm. point, I don't know. I don't know what the left, they always default to violence. They always talk about getting in somebody's face and everything else. There needs to be a consequence for that when they get out there and cite that kind of violence. I mean, look at James Hodgkinson. That wasn't Bernie Sanders' fault, but Bernie Sanders said it, and the Democrats said it, and somebody decided to act on it, right? But anyway, hang on for me. Last break. Paloma Capano, I wish there was a website I could send you to for her, because she certainly is deserving of your visits and your looks and everything else. Let's just suffice to say that she's doing something that I can't do, because if I could, I certainly would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paloma Capana. She's trying to rein me in because I'm losing my mind.
No, I think that the question for 2023 is this. If the radical left has an agenda of chaos, which I think is a supportable proposition.
Sure.
What do we need to do in order to counter it so that everybody caught in the middle, which is about 97% of people, can find their way back to us, can get back to door knocking for local candidates, can be comfortable saying, yeah, I'd like to be nominated as my precinct captain, you know, for the local Republican Party.
Well,
we'll change from being unaffiliated to Republican, and we'll start to regain some trust in party selection and nomination of candidates. That for me is a question, because chaos is never going to be a winning strategy.
No.
It's a short-lived, you know, fallout from the last couple of years that we're not going to be able to recap in 3 seconds or less, but we'll call it COVID. And so at this point, can we become the party that people settle down into, and would that surge us to move forward in 2023 as a party of leaders?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, we can start that now. It's going to take a while. I don't remember what year it was, but a guy named Tim Knight took the group of people that went to Colorado to do the recall of the three senators in Colorado that successfully unseated them and replaced them. He took the same group to New Jersey to try to unseat Kevin Sweeney, who was at that time the president of the Senate, who said, there will never be concealed carry permits issued while I'm the president of the Senate. Of course, then he got deposed by a truck driver. But that's beside the point. When they went in there, and they were grassroots, they applied the same tactics and strategy that they did in Colorado, and they went door to door, and everybody was, I mean, they were just scared, senseless. I don't want to be known as the one that helped take down Kevin Sweeney. I don't want to do this. I might get in trouble. I mean, it really is. It in one of these anti-liberty states, they're quite pacified, if you will. They're like docile sheep who just, they're not going to say anything. They're staring all the time with big eyes, but they're not doing anything because they're afraid. So we could start doing it now. We're not going to see movement on that until it gets absolutely, it gets to the level of misery to where they can't stand it anymore.
And I think that there is a whole moderate segment in this country that simply feels fed up with both sides of the aisle. I think they've lost the ability to differentiate which party started it and which party is responding to it or which party is getting goaded into it. I think they simply view it as just a blur. And they want things to settle down. They want to be able to earn a paycheck, try to figure out how to cope with inflation, get their kids now settled back into school as opposed to homeschooling them, figure out what the hell they're going to do with the second mortgage on the beach house that they bought at a ridiculous price,
right?
During COVID while they were panic stricken. And so, you know, that's really where my 2023 question comes in. Can we be the shining star on the hill? Can we be the light in the darkness? You know, I'm sort of pulling back into Bush One language there, but.
Well, I think like if you were to bring some of your New York brethren to North Carolina, which is sort of a purple state, but if you were to bring them there where you can carry guns, you can carry guns and they open a lot of things. There's a lot of things that you can do in North Carolina that you cannot do in New York. If you were to bring them there and let them spend some time there and let them see the difference in life, that would be the wake-up call. But the problem is you can't get enough people to come and do that. You know, I'm sure that if somebody moves, I know a lot of people moving out of New York and California. And, I mean, California lost so many people, they lost a congressman. They lost a seat in Congress.
So did New York.
Yeah.
So did New York by 83 people. So Kevin and I talk about ourselves as being part of the 83.
Yeah. Well, you guys pushed it over the corner, so thank you. Over the edge.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Thanks very much for that. But I mean, it certainly can start now. But I mean, with media the way they are, that's going to be a rough road to hoe. I mean, it's just going to be so hard to get the message through. Because you got Kathy Hochul going out there saying, well, what crime problem? We don't have a crime problem. Crime is a spike. Everybody out there is a data denier.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And she leads the tribe on that.
Yeah.
Right. She's got leadership in the Assembly and the Senate parroting her statement that essentially all mass shootings are the responsibility of 18 to 21-year-old males.
Well,
overlooking the fact that the only other mass shooting in the state of New York in 2021 was occasioned by a 63-year-old African-American gentleman from the state of Wisconsin who started plotting in 2017.
Wow.
Yes, he just took a guilty plea with the DOJ to 10 counts of terrorist activity on a subway because that was a shooting that he orchestrated in Brooklyn, imitating an MTA worker. So, you know, I guess the other 2023 big item, when you look at cases like Pizzola and Antonia, the case coming up from New Jersey, there's other cases coming up around the country that will also, I would imagine, be headed towards the Supreme Court. Where does the Second Amendment stand by the end of 2023? Stronger? Weaker or the same?
I'm waiting to. Well, first of all, I would look to. I hope we get at least two or three more states to become constitutional carry states.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice. I know Florida is looking. Well, I mean, DeSantis has said, make the bill and I'll sign it. So, well, I'm sure there's some others out there that are pending. We're at 25 right now. With all of with the Bruin decision and the way some of these courts are coming in, and I mean, Trump really did reshape the judiciary to a certain degree to where we're seeing some of these things that are working in a decent fashion. So I think my prediction on that would be that it'll be stronger at the end of 2023, although it's never going to be a coasting sort of proposition. We're never going to be able to let down.
Oh, gosh, no, not in the short term, no. I think I agree with you by way of judicial decisions, the net-net will be stronger for the Second Amendment. Yes.
Yeah.
Not sure on the legislative side. I think some of the states, about six or seven of them, are just so polarized already. And what I'm watching some of the governors do, like New York State Governor Kathy Hochul, is building these alliances with other state governors.
Right.
You know, pulling them in tight. So again, another new tactic, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But legislative-wise, I think the Second Amendment is going to be suffering the fate of abortion versus right to life bills, which have been going on now already for several years, where we're just going to continue to see radical legislation.
Well, sure. I mean, their biggest issue is not about it being in the states. I mean, they want that to be federal. They want gun control to be federal. That way, it doesn't matter what the states that are freedom loving want. They want us all under one thing, to where we can all be centralized. No doubt about that. But just as far as this, I still think we may come out stronger, although it's never going to look that way because of the media.
Whole other issue. Any break in 2023 bill that you foresee coming for the major media conglomerates to either start to disintegrate or lose so much share of people trending towards independent news sources? Do they start to lose some sway?
Well, given their audience, I mean, their numbers are abysmal. I think more people are listening to podcasts now. Now, it may be by the same hosts that are on the TV shows, but more people are listening to that versus watching on TV. CNN with their new alignment. I don't know. I'm waiting to see what that ends up looking like. As soon as they fire Don Lemon, I might actually watch them for a little bit. Just because I hate that guy. That guy's the most misinformed dimwit I've ever seen in my life. You know what? We've run out of time. We didn't even do any predictions, hardly at all. We're going to have to do this again.
And how many stations will you be syndicated to in 2023, Bill? What's your prediction? I'm rooting for you.
No idea. But I'll never stop fighting to gather each and every one I can.
Good year ahead.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Bill.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.